There are 11 women on the ballot in Allegheny County alone this year, but according to one analyst, it's likely not another Year of the Woman. That title still belongs to 1992, when dozens of women were elected to Congress with help from redrawn congressional districts nationwide. Dana Brown is the executive director of Chatham University's Pennsylvania Center for Women and Politics. She tells 90.5 WESA's Chris Potter that 2018 might not be so splashy, but a more lasting shift could be underway.
Let's talk a little bit about how we got here. There are a number of female candidates, especially here in Allegheny County. What's at stake for women, and what does it mean that we've seen so many women on the ballot this year?
Certainly, thinking back to 2016, 2017, with the Donald Trump presidency, a number of women were very upset by that outcome. You saw them marching in the streets in January 2017 during the day after his inauguration. Here we are, 2 years after 2016, and so many Americans are engaged and enthusiastic about the midterm elections. Certainly the fact that it sustained itself for 2 years says to me that I would anticipate at least another 2 years of this, and potentially that this could become the norm.
If nationwide or across the state of Pennsylvania, women underperform, what will that tell us if women don't do as well as you might help or other people who believe in getting more women to office hope?
This is not necessarily another Year of the Woman. We did not just have a nationwide redistricting opportunity. What I'm prepared to say is that I think that we will have a marquee night for women in politics, but it will not be dubbed another Year of the Woman simply because we just do not have those structural opportunities in place. We know that this is being driven by Democratic women. I believe we have, 253 women on the ballot for the U.S. House, and 180 some of those are Democrats, right? Democratic women. They are running oftentimes in extremely conservative Republican areas. It's quite possible that a number of them are going to suffer losses tonight. But that is not, I think, to deter women from running. I think that this will normalize women running, and we will have women, a larger women's donor base that future women candidates can tap into. So there are a number of positives that are going to come out tonight, regardless of what each and every individual election shows.
When you talk about sort of the infrastructure, the donors, the activists or whatever, what kind of changes are taking place at that level?
So we have a number of these women candidates, and they also happen to have a large structure of volunteers and donors that are largely female, and women are interested, genuinely interested in working for women candidates and opening up their pocketbook to support them financially. That's not normal. Only in 2016, with Hillary Clinton's candidacy, did you see women being a larger percentage of the presidential candidate's donor base. And so thinking about 2020 and 2022, candidates going forward are going to have a slightly different, more diverse volunteer base and a more diverse donor base.
You know, the cliche thing is, these women get involved because of quote-unquote women's issues about reproductive rights and things like that. That's probably too simplistic, but are there issues that are of particular interest to the women running in this campaign cycle?
Many of these women candidates are Democrats. So for them, healthcare in particular is one that you've seen that they've been talking a lot about. Reproductive justice is a matter, but education remains to be a really important issue for a number of candidates. But I can't stress healthcare enough because this is where the Democratic candidates are, and they just happen to be women.
How much do you kind of feel like what your center works toward, what you work toward, is at stake here in this election tonight?
Thinking about nationally the number of female candidates that we have, if they all were to win, we would maybe have about 25% in the U.S. Congress. So that's why we are excited again about the number of women candidates. We are excited about the possibility of some women, hopefully more than some, winning their races tonight. But we know that this is just one election amongst many that is going to take to make the change that we see.
Dana Brown, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That was Chris Potter speaking with Dana Brown, the executive director for the Pennsylvania Center for Women in Politics at Chatham University.